Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. It's my pleasure, as always. Quint Studer is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. Quint's been a member of our Brain Trust for a long time. He is the founder and the leader of the Studer Group, which is an organization that helps companies put their best foot forward in the marketplace. He's the author of a number of books, including Hardwiring Excellence, including Results That Last. He also, I just found out, and I didn't know this before, he also owns a minor league baseball team. Quint Studer, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you, Jim. It's nice to be on the show.
By the way, Quint, you had a conference in June, as I remember, in Atlanta, and how'd that go? Tell the audience what you were doing down there and tell us how it went.
Well, I do two-day seminars every month. In fact, we just had 550 people in Chicago for 2 days from 38 states, and they've been sold out, actually, for 8 years. But then once a year, we don't put on the program, but we don't manage the day. What we basically do for 2 days is we pick small and large companies across the country that have great success, and people come and learn from them.
Mm-hmm. So you bring people in, and they're able to hear, instead of hearing people pontificating about what they think, you hear they listen to people who talk about what they actually did.
Right, instead of hearing from people, like we have 150 people, instead of hearing from people us to talk about it, they hear from people that actually do it.
Exactly. And I'm sure that's a great, and I like to hear, we like to have those kinds of stories here on the show, Joe, Quint, because, you know, it's more important to hear what people have done, especially when they can talk about the mistakes that they've made.
Oh, absolutely. We work with a person down in Texas, and Phyllis Colling is the CEO of the company, and she presented on she's got a board of directors on how to align your board. But I just got a copy of an email that she sent out to all her leaders about 2 weeks ago, and the results went down a little bit, and it was a wonderful example of leadership, because what she talked about is they just left a training, and she said, you know, I know we're disappointed in our current results. Now, the good news is we're disappointed in our current results. She said, I remember a time when we would have accepted these results. And so, you know, they get examples of that type of leadership, and, you know, I don't care what you do, nobody goes undefeated. And how you handle the ups and how you handle the downs is very much about leadership.
And isn't that a good message for 2008, Quint?
Oh, I think it is. You know, and when I was young, by the way, you know, I just wanted to create this up and stay there. And I remember I was working in an organization. A fellow named Jim Vickery was the president, and you know, I thought he was an old guy because he's probably what my age right now. And he gave this spiel that as a leader, he was talking one day to a small group of us as a leader, and you know, we want to be careful when things are going well, not to let the group get too high. And I'm thinking, what do you mean? Let's enjoy it. Seize the moment. And he said, and of course, when it's low, then your goal is not to get it too low. And I would now, with a lot more experience, would agree with Jim. Not that you don't want to be candid. You know, one of the things we find is leaders sometimes just aren't candid enough with employees or what's going on. And then all of a sudden they get surprised when they get a layoff or they're not going to be, you know, something tragic's happened. And they said, gee, why didn't you tell me? I could do something about it.
Well, you know, I the only thing I would differ from what he said is I think it's important for companies to, you know, to celebrate the times when things are going really well. But only if you know what caused you to get there. Because if you knock it out of the park and you don't understand how you made that happen, then when things go the other way, you're not going to understand how to get yourself out of it.
Well, Jim, if you don't mind, that's a great point. Let me talk for leaders and the owners who are listening, a thing that we teach, because I think you're absolutely right. And let me explain. we find that most of the time, you know, if somebody is a person's doing a nice job, you know, hopefully they'll get complimented. But, you know, if I'm a supervisor and I'm every year, every month hitting my targets, I might not hear from my boss. In fact, my boss might even say, you know, I don't need to meet with him because things are going good. But, man, when it's not going good, we bring the person in and said, oh, my gosh, we're way behind on this project. We're way behind on this product. Sales are down. Expenses are up. Tell me what's going on. Now, we find that many times the person gets so defensive, all you're going to hear is a whole bunch of excuses, rationalizations, with some of it, right now everybody's going to say the economy's down or this or that. What we find is, and you have to have those conversations, but there's one thing to do. You can't go back, and the question you say to them is, tell me what steps you're going to take to either get back online, to increase sales, and they're so relieved you're not pounding them so much for what happened. You do want to recognize that you're moving forward. Now, the other flip side of that, which I think really works well, is when you have that good month, when you have that project that gets done on time, you sit down immediately with the staff and you say, great job. Tell me what we did to have this happen. I was working in San Francisco in a large hospital with a large emergency room. And all of a sudden, one month, their results came back, and their patient's perception of the emergency room was much better than before. And I just sat down with the staff and, you know, congratulated them. And, of course, people feel a lot better. And then I said, wow, look at the results this month. You obviously, something must be different. What did you guys do differently this month than in the past? And all of a sudden, the nurses and the staff started saying, well, you know, we thought we were keeping the patients informed, but we really did a much better job going into the waiting room. We really did a much better job explaining what was going on. And then what I call it, you do is you create a success plate. You write those things down that you discovered that were there when you were successful. And then, of course, on days or months when you aren't, you go back to that success plate and say, are we doing these things that got us successful? Because staff is more likely to admit a mistake or something that they weren't doing well once they've sort of got it corrected, and then you capture you capture one of those key components, and Jim, that's what we find very successful. Nobody argues with the data if it's good.
And exactly. And the thing though, you have to be deliberate about this, folks. When things are going really well, you have to be really deliberate about doing this, because when you're knocking it out of the park, you think it's because you're so smart, you're so outstanding, right? Hold on to that thought, Quint. We're gonna take a quick break, folks. Right back after these messages. A lot more to come with Quint Studer. Stay with us. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure. As always, my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. .biz. The first one is where you can find all the things that we do here, the show, and all the other things, all the different ways you can listen to the show, wherever you are, around the world, on the Internet. And, of course, we always appreciate those of you who are listening on the radio across North America. Thank you for that. Thank you especially to our outstanding affiliates who take our show across America, obviously the highly intelligent members of the radio industry. And, of course, don't forget our knowledge base, askjim.biz.biz, where you get small business answers right now. Quint Studer is our guest, and he is the author of Results That Last, the Studer Group, the leader of the Studer Group. And, Quint, give us your website. Tell us how we can find your books.
www.studergroup.com. That's S-T-U-D-E-R. We have lots of free stuff on it. In fact, we always have a tape of our shows here.
Good.
With
good.
You, Jim. And also then probably the best place to the book, of course, to go to Barnes & Nobles or any of that, but probably Amazon. If you're looking to get the best financial deal, probably Amazon.com is the place that you can pick it up the least amount, or I could say the cheapest.
One thing we were talking about just a minute ago, Quint, was the idea of how we feel about things when we're so successful. When we fail, it's a little easier to be circumspect about that and to be introspective, and to, you know, really kind of look at yourself and, you know, maybe, and hopefully you're not blaming others. Hopefully you're taking responsibility and looking inwardly. But when you knock it out of the park, you're so busy celebrating that you actually might have the this notion that the reason that you're doing this is because you deserve it. You're so smart. And I would just encourage people to take a little bit of time when things are going really great. Take a little bit of time to go back and focus on the fundamentals that caused you to get there. What really caused you to get there? Because this isn't going to last, folks. Things go up, things come down, and if you want to get back there, you really need to know how you got where you are.
That's a great point. I remember when I was working for people. You know, I'd have a great month, and I was scheduled to meet with my boss, and it wasn't unusual for me to get a call from his assistant that said, no need to meet this month. So when we could have sat around and talked in a positive conversation about what we're doing that went well, we'd cancel it. But, you know, if I was missing, I would have been down there and down there early. If you look at athletes, and again, with owning a baseball team, or if you look at read about golf or anybody, when they're in a slump, they don't look at their lousy games. They don't look at when they had bad shots. They literally look at when did it go well. And I think that's why when things go well, to sit down with your staff and, you know, you and I have talked, we deal with some very small businesses. We deal with the one company that has 5 employees, most profitable year they've ever had, and they always had trouble with deadlines. And about 7 months ago, as they started making improvements, he would sit down and say, wow, we finished 2 hours earlier this week than last week. What did we do this week? And it got into handoffs. It got into teamwork. It got into maybe we preset some things in a newspaper prior to. And now he's got where his deadline, they used to struggle to hit 11 o'clock. They usually have the thing in the can by 6 p.m.
Hmm.
So I am so glad this is a topic because I think it's missed. Also, when you're a small company or any business, your employees are so excited to talk about, hey, what they've done, we've done this, we've done that. But then you capture it. You actually don't be afraid to put it on the wall and say, hey, when we do these things, we are successful. And then when you get off tangent, you ask them to do an audit. Look at what you did when you were successful,
right.
What happened now. And you know, because you basically want to create an adult environment where people don't wait for you to solve the problem.
Well, and if you make a big sale, if you have a great month, if you have a good year, if you do something really spectacular, celebrate first. It's okay. Get it. Do it. You need to do that. You deserve to do that. You deserve to be happy and joyful about what happened. But then you got to say, okay, now that party's over. Let's go back and let's look at what happened. Let's see what we did right. But we also know that there's some things that we did wrong. We didn't do some things quite right. And let's see how close those things could have come to derailing us. And how can we, next time we do this, how can we become a little bit better? I mean, look at Michael Phelps, Quint, who's just broken every gold medal record in the history of the Olympics. I mean, this guy just keeps working. He keeps working until he can get just a little bit better, a little bit better. And when you see him swim, you don't see somebody I don't think you see somebody who stands around saying, you know, I'm the greatest swimmer in the world. I think you see somebody who says, how can I get better?
Well, yeah, last night, you know, I think we all probably are getting a little sleep deprived, but last night in the Olympics, which I am, because I find them very exciting, I watched last night, and, you know, when they interviewed him about that one gold medal, because he threw his goggles off, they said, what happened? And he said, oh, my goggles were filling with water.
Yeah.
So I corrected him for the next race. He didn't sit here and say, and I could have even swam quicker if they weren't filled with water.
Right, right.
He just said, here's the problem, oh, gee, and here's how I fixed it.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's that kind of honesty, that kind of frankness and candidness that you have with your processes that help you to get better, folks. Quint, give us the website one more time, please.
www.studergroup.com.
Studergroup.com. The book is called Results That Last. That's the new one. He has others. Hey, Quint, thanks for being here.
Well, by the way, Jim, it keeps getting better and better.
I know. Hey, we don't have chopped liver on the Small Business Advocate show.
No,
only the best.
A great show.
Only the best for my audience. Hey, thanks, Quint. We'll see you next time. Quick
Thank
break.
You.
Right back after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us.
In Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.